Well, we commonly refer to God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jeannie Cunyon says Holy Spirit should have a little bit more of a prominent place. Her book is called Don't Miss Out. Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you this morning.
You've written a book called Don't Miss Out, Daring to Believe Life is Better with the Holy Spirit. And I got to say, sometimes people are a little bit nervous to talk about the Holy Spirit because we seem it's a little out there.
Yeah.
Why do we think that?
Well, I like how you mentioned, you know, we assume he is least in significance because he's mentioned last in the Trinity, right? So because his name is mentioned last, we assume that he plays the least significant role in the Christian life. And yet the truth is he is utterly essential. He is invaluable to us being able to walk out our faith in the power of Christ. And so I'm just so thrilled to have this conversation today because these are truths that the Lord introduced me to just over the last several years, even though I've been walking with him since I was 8 years old, and it has radically changed my life. And so I'm so excited to be able to talk about the Holy Spirit with you today.
Wow, since you were 8 years old. Okay, so when did you feel like things started to kick in as far as the Holy Spirit goes, your relationship with him?
Yeah, so it was several years ago, and it was an answer to a very, very simple prayer, Todd. I literally was just praying, Lord, I want all of you. I want everything you have for me, your character, your presence. I just want more of you. And I didn't know how he would answer that prayer, but it certainly wasn't, I didn't think it was going to be this new awareness of and curiosity about the Holy Spirit. But that's exactly what he did. I know no other way to describe it. I just became curious about the Holy Spirit. And I realized, wow, I have been walking with Jesus for almost 40 years. And I know so little about the person of the Holy Spirit. As you mentioned, we're so comfortable talking about God and we're so comfortable talking about Jesus. And yet, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, a lot of us kind of do that thing where you put your arm out and say, stop right there. But with the other arm, you're welcoming him closer because you just don't know who he is and what his purpose is in your life. And yet, once we discover why Jesus himself said, it is better for you. It is better for you that I return to the Father so that the Holy Spirit will come and live in you. And if Jesus, who we trust, is saying it's better for you that you have the Holy Spirit in you than my physical presence with you, then we as Christians need to know why he said that. And I became so curious. Why did Jesus say that? Why is it better? And why don't I know the Holy Spirit like I probably should?
I like this. You know, sometimes people think of the Holy Spirit and they think, well, you know, I don't want to get out there where there's just we feel dangerous. But again, It's faith, isn't it? We accept him by faith just like Jesus.
I love that you bring that up because the truth is, if we're going to be very honest, the truth is we fear that the Holy Spirit is weird and that he's going to make us weird, right?
Yeah.
That's how a lot of Christians live. And so, and I think that's a brilliant tactic of the enemy because the Holy Spirit is the power of Christ. He is the Spirit of Christ. And so what happens is that then we have all these Christians who are trying to live the Christian life. We're trying to follow Jesus and we're trying to grow in his likeness without the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's impossible to follow Jesus and grow in his likeness because the Holy Spirit is the one who sanctifies us and strengthens us. It's why Jesus gave him to us. And yet, because we've seen so much abuse in the Holy Spirit's name, right? We've seen things done in his name that are not of him. So I think it's fair for people to be nervous, for people to be hesitant, for people to be scared, because if you have not gotten to know him yourself, if you have not encountered the person of the Holy Spirit, who has the most dynamic personality, by the way, he has a mind, he has a will, he has emotions. If we haven't gotten to know him, then it's fair that we fear him because there's this assumption that he's only for the super strange or the super spiritual. Right. And so everybody else says, well, I'm not one of those extremes, so I don't really see his role in my life. And we miss out. We miss on the friendship, the companionship, the strengthening, the way he advocates for us and champions us and counsels us. I mean, his roles are vast and wide. It's why in the book I call it 30 benefits to having the Holy Spirit's presence. There's 30 short chapters, each one committed to unpacking all these incredible benefits of having him living inside us.
And we can go deeper in that relationship with this book. It's called Don't Miss Out, Daring to Believe Life is Better with the Holy Spirit by Jeannie Cunyon. And she's been our guest this morning. And the Holy Spirit has been our guest this morning as well.
He sure has.
Thanks for being with us, Jeannie. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.